Hello and welcome to the Gallant Goblin Plays Troubles in Otari by Pizer for Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Air fives across the table. How are y'all doing today?
Great.
Awesome.
Everybody's got the giggles. We're doing a lot of claps before the show started. So I was going to ask you, we're getting close to the holiday season here, or maybe when this is released is probably in June, who knows, maybe a little past that, but did y'all have any, like, interesting holiday traditions in your family or your friends before when you were growing up that maybe not everybody used to do? I saw Benji have a reaction there.
Well, do you have any interesting family members? Like, yeah.
We all have those.
Well, you know, the thing that sticks out to me the most is actually it's a birthday tradition, which is we do what we call a birthday circle. And it's actually Stu and I have a lot of friends that kind of run around the same group, especially during COVID. So it's very simple. We literally, whoever's being celebrated, we just go around in a circle and say like a fun memory or something we cherish about the person.
You can pass.
And the bit is like,
and then
you can
them.
Pass. No, there's no hazing. but it's turned into, it was something we did in my family and do in my family, but it's kind of like spread to friends and it's like a really, it's just a nice chance to, on top of like getting gifts and celebrating, just a great way to like kind of recognize the love that you have for your friends and I.
Your
love
chosen
it.
Family.
Yeah.
That was a lot sweeter than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, and then we spank them.
Hey, I like
that.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah, it's kind of that thing of just sharing a nice memory that you have with somebody. Like, it's something you don't normally get a chance to do.
Yeah, so for real. Nice. For real.
That's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Anybody else have any interesting holiday traditions? Maybe that you thought were normal growing up, and then you grow up, and you're like,
well, you know what? It's not really a tradition, but like, growing up, we didn't have a fireplace, and everything you read about Santa and everything, he comes down your chimney, right?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Texas on the coast. He ain't got no fireplace.
Yeah.
So my mother, or my grandmother, I'm not quite sure who came up with this idea, but told us that Santa Claus could shape change.
Yeah.
Sounds like your mom.
That does sound like my mother. Santa Claus would choose the form of a tree roach. If you're from Texas or anywhere along the Gulf Coast, you know what a palmetto bug, tree roach, whatever.
Still sounds like your mom. I used to work with her mom.
Yeah, he knows my mom quite well. And he would come under your front door, so don't kill any roaches on Christmas Eve.
That's amazing. That's
one day a year, you know?
Just let him in for one day. That's all it takes.
I like the Tim Allen in the Santa Claus, the original Santa Claus movie, where he just body morphs. Like, he gets on the roof, and whatever there is, he'll just, like, suck down into it. Like, okay, I bought that. I literally watched that as a kid, and it was like, yes.
I see that.
That tracks.
Listen, you saw roaches in our house. Like, big old tree roaches. More often than I saw a man on a roof, so.
Fair enough.
And I will say, you know, speaking of tree roaches, you all wandered into this dining room knowing full well what you're walking into.
That's right.
It's not roaches, but it's some spiders.
Not quite fully knowing, but.
No. Grady was referring to this creature here in front of you as an ettercap earlier, and that's not quite exactly what it's called in this game, but it maybe has some connections to that. Before we jump into this particular battle, though, we have to talk about hero points. So as we talked about before, hero points are one hand up per session, and at the end of the session, you hand them back. Now, we were using our hero point deck from Paizo, and they have some optional rules here that we can do. And one of those is that when you're collecting them at the end of the session, you can have the opportunity to keep the card that you have if you like it, or you can possibly trade it in for a new one. Now you use your card as you were supposed to do, so you get a new coin.
Yay.
And you get to choose a new card, Benji.
Yay.
So you made really good use of yours, I think.
Yeah, Taylor Swift them.
There you go.
Oh,
that looks good. I said he got the decapitation card. Now, Stuart, do you want to keep yours? Or do you want to trade it in?
I will. Seeing the potential carnage ahead.
Tilly, baby.
I will go ahead and keep this one. So
okay.
I'm gonna stay.
So we're just gonna hold on to his.
Yeah.
So, Alex?
I am actually gonna turn mine in because it isn't as quite as helpful for this.
Okay.
Situation.
Mix it into the deck. We have Tilly has in the studio. Tilly has learned that when the cameras are rolling, she wants to be a part of the action.
Tilly probably has remembered that my husband has a very, very nice, warming and welcoming lap to pet people on and cats.
Well, she may hop up, so just be ready for that sneak attack. Jack, sir, do you want to keep yours or trade it in?
I'll keep it.
Okay.
All right. I do have a question, because yes, I was excited by the name, but then I realized it is actually just... I mean, it doesn't actually do anything for my specific character. I'll just show it to you. I mean,
oh, let's unless... see. Let's see.
It's my character enters a rage. But I mean, it could be useful if I run out.
I can let you take another one if you think that, yeah, that's a little bit...
on the nose.
Yeah, I guess for your character's lower up. So here, take another one.
Yay.
On the rare occasions that I'm feeling in a good mood.
Yay.
I was going to say, you got so excited over the first one. I was like, oh, man. And you got so excited over yours.
I'm very excited for mine.
I'm almost a little sad I kept mine just because I'm, you know, going with the devil I know. It's, you know.
All right, you can trade in, so no, if you really like it. No.
That's okay. I think mine's going to be helpful.
It's very helpful for my character going into a combat situation.
Is that better?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just, I have to read it and think really hard.
Yeah, make sure you are familiar with your card because you may be needing it here shortly. Yeah, you're going into a pretty big fight here, the biggest fight of your lives up until this point. Well, you are clearing out this fishing fishery, by Tandy Taverville. I'm forgetting her name. What is that? Is it Tammy? Tandy? Let me find her again. Her name is Tamalee. Tamalee Tandervale offered you this little fishery for thanking you for the work you had done for her. All you have to do is come in here and clean it out. One of the creatures that you met here calls herself Ollie, and she claims to be a coatl, a little angelic creature who wants nothing but good in the world and fish. And she said that you can share her home here as long as you get rid of the ugly, mean spiders who have been harassing her whole time living here. She pointed you toward the dining room, and there you found a couple of giant spiders, and you found another giant humanoid-type spider.
Okay.
And that is where we left things off. Benji, you look concerned.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like Ollie said there was one spider.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're at least fighting four spiders.
I don't know if that's what she said.
She said there was a purple thing that sent spiders and webs.
My bad perception, I've read one spider, and so I just...
Listen, I assumed they were little spiders, and she was just being a little finicky, and it was going to be like...
I think we should have asked Ollie to come with us if these are the little spiders.
Maybe.
Have we seen any other spiders? I have not.
You just killed a spider not that long ago in our last session.
I barely saw one. Listen.
In that bedroom.
Barely saw it. You did. Indeed. That's your point. Indeed.
So we have our little bestiary cards here. I'm going to put them up on my screen here a little bit so you can see the art for these creatures here. You don't know exactly what they are. You can use one of your actions during your turn to roll a recall knowledge check to learn more about them if you like. But yeah, we have our ugly humanoid spider on this side, and we have our giant spider creature on this side. And with that said, I feel like it's time to go ahead and roll for some initiative. Right. And hopefully I'm using Hero Lab correctly this time, because I always have trouble when it comes to rolling initiative.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly the same roll as last time.
Brash Bornson.
I got a beautiful 9.
A 9, a gentleman's 9.
That's right.
Gnaw.
19 plus 4 for a 23.
That's pretty good. That's some going. Really good Gnaw at the Greek restaurant last night. Corwin.
Now I'm hungry, thanks.
Yeah, you're up.
20 plus 5 for 25.
Holy cow, guys. Jeez. You're just level 1, you remember that?
I'm just gonna go on the tail end here, I guess.
Norris.
So mine was also 25, but it was 19 plus 6.
That is another way to get 25.
So I guess that's I would get to cede the turn to you.
Well, did you want to do anything?
I think it would
be relevant before I go.
I believe it's going to base on your Dex mod, and I think it'll take care of it for you. Please do remember your initiative rolls in case, because I never quite do this correctly, so I want to make sure I did it right. Yeah. So let's see if it worked correctly. Starting technical mode, we'll keep the final initiative values for all characters, but discard their dice rolls. That's fine. Did I do that right? Okay. No, it didn't do it right. Why is this always wrong for me? It's not gonna modify the initiative. Okay. Brash, what was yours again?
Mine was 9.
9. I don't know why I always do this wrong. Gana? 25?
23.
23, that's correct. One of these days I'm gonna learn how to do this. Corwin, you were 25?
25. 20 plus 5.
Okay. And Norris, you were also 25.
25.
Okay. One of these days I'll learn how to use this fucker. The other problem is that my monsters are not in the battle for some reason.
It's all right. They can just run away. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
We're in action script.
If they get some time to figure their things out, we can go first.
Yeah, you know, there's
surprise round.
There's a back door for them to run out if, you know, they're at all interested in just leaving.
They're there. They made it into the initiative order. Okay. Oh, wow. Did they really roll that initiative? Is that true? Can
please be lower than
that. That doesn't seem right.
Please
that
be
doesn't
lower
seem
than
right
nine.
At all.
That's. I mean, that sounds like it seems.
No, that
wonderful.
That seems really, really wrong. I'm just gonna roll my initiative myself because I don't trust that at all. Let me see what their perception bonus is. Oh yeah, that's much better. That's much, much better.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So we're gonna make that.
Nope,
let's roll
nope,
this
nope,
one.
Nope.
And. I need a little sit down with a lesson. I need to get BJ Hensley in here to teach me how to run this game.
BJ.
BJ.
Hero Lab. Ooh, that's a good number. I like that number. Ooh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, all right. And
I don't even know the number, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Why are you waiting? Let's see. Why are they in the waiting room? And actually, I guess we're good to go. I don't know why they're considered in the waiting room, but this is confusing. I have clearly done something wrong, but we will make it work. Let's start this particular battle, shall we? Norris, you are up first.
So I believe I mentioned it before. Forbidding Ward, the hooky slicey man.
Purple.
And Corwin.
Purple so, and Corwin.
So you get a plus one status bonus to your AC and saving throws against Ooh. That enemy's attack spells and other effects.
One thing I will say in here is that any creature that is 15 feet or more away from... Oh, no. Anything that's more than 15 feet away from you is considered to be concealed, which Ooh. Gives you a 20% mischance on your
okay.
attacks.
Okay.
So just something to keep in mind.
Okay. And that was two of my actions to cast that. So can I use one action to see if I recall anything important about
I'll allow
this,
it.
This hooky person?
On the hooky person?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me check and see what it is you would actually roll for this. I thought I had to load up recall knowledge. What are you trained in?
I am trained in diplomacy and medicine. And
but when it comes to knowledge.
Yeah.
Religion, society?
Yeah.
For this creature, I think there's supposed to be... Is it coming? Oh, there we go. This is an occultism roll.
That I'm not trained in. So that'd just be a straight roll. I have a plus zero.
Okay. I think you cannot roll a knowledge check unless you were trained in that particular skill of knowledge.
Gotcha.
I will double check, but yeah, I believe that is the case.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. No. Yeah. According to my little cheat sheet, you can still roll it.
Okay. Do you want
just
me
don't
to
have
roll,
any
or is that a secret?
Oh, I do roll for you. I'm sorry.
Secret rolls.
Okay. All right. So, you think you know what this creature is. Keep in mind, though, if you do get a critical fail, you will think you know what it is, but you'll just be wrong.
Okay.
So
okay.
just one thing to keep in mind in this
that's
game.
Interesting that you have to bring it up like that.
I know,
that's
isn't it?
I know, right?
Is that interesting?
I just want y'all to make sure.
Just so you remember, you might be lying. Yeah.
And again, this is the first time really playing through a lot of Pathfinder 2nd Edition, so if you get the rules wrong, just correct me down below and we'll do better next time. But you think this might be a creature known as a web lurker, which is an aberration who is able to do a lot of spidery things, like trap you into webs, possibly poison you. Mm-hmm. You think it can probably, you might want to avoid its fangs, which you think would probably poison you. Otherwise, it can probably, you think it can still get you from a distance probably too.
Mm. Sounds terrible.
So, if I am not mistaken anyway. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I think that's kind of what you would know about it.
Okay.
So, that's your last,
That's
yeah,
my turn.
That's your
my
turn. Well done. Corwin! Oh, wait, is that correct? Yes, Corwin, you are next.
Corwin, who is already in a rage, would like to sudden charge the scary purple monster. who Corwin has no idea what it is, but is just going big with the great axe. And I get two strides with that, and if I end a stride on character, I can go ahead and swing.
Awesome.
Question, now that I learned a little bit more about it, would this be considered my second attack with that swing, or do I still get a first attack swing since it's all in my, it's using two move or two
actions.
Yeah, it is. I think it has the attack trait. It's just the first time you've used an attack trait.
Perfect.
In your round. So yeah.
So I will
a strike trait. One of those two.
Strike, I believe.
There's other things that can be attacked. So anytime it's an attack, it's you take the multiple attack.
So if you're like dagger, then sword. Yeah. Sword can be the second.
But yeah, this is your first attack. So yeah, you just roll normally.
I got a plus one. I got a 13.
13 is not gonna do it. Not at all. That's just silly. So yeah,
that's not his first and second attack, and I'm just gonna swing again then.
Yes. So it'd be a minus five unless you have a special weapon that lets you have a minus four. So I think it's a finesse weapon, if I'm not mistaken.
I have it at minus three, but my calculator could just be wrong.
No, you probably have some traits, so we'll just trust Hero Lab that you put some traits to let you have minus three. That's pretty awesome.
Well, that was a three.
No! Wait. No.
Not good. Sorry.
Okay.
Past turn.
I mean, it's just getting caught up in all the webbing in here. Like we said, like, this place is covered.
With that axe and it's just stuck.
All right. So, yeah, you're going to have to do better than this. Come on, guys. But, Gana, you are up.
All right. I'm going to use my first action to go ahead and stride in. One, two, three. Three, I'll be right about there.
This could be bad, guys.
And I am going to use my hero point.
Okay.
Because I got Stoke the Magical Flame. Play when you, or an ally, is casting a spell. Heighten that spell by one level.
Okay.
This can't heighten a spell above the highest level of the spell you or an ally can cast. So I'm going to heighten my Biting Words spell, which increases my damage if I hit.
Oh boy.
so I entwine my magic with my voice and attack with my words once I finish casting the spell, and then I can repeat that attack on each of my subsequent turns for the next minute. Hmm. So, I'm going to look at that purple thing, and I'm like, dang! And let's go ahead, and that is...
Who are you tapping?
The purple one.
Okay.
8 plus 7 is 15 to hit.
Now, where is your character? Look, which square is it between two squares there?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so yeah, you are not blocking, which is a good soft cover. So what was the total for your attack?
15. 15 to hit.
No.
Darn. Okay, that's fine. Whatever.
No.
But that...
You did have plus one. We all have plus one too, right?
To your attack.
Oh, I didn't do that.
On the round of combat, yeah.
So that is 16. No, I didn't think it did.
It's open.
So close. Sorry, okay.
Not so close.
Oh no.
Oh god.
Fine.
That's I'll have it. Your card though. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
But
it's
you know
good
what?
To get these out of circulation.
I did
early.
It on the spell that lasts 1 minute, so that's okay.
Ooh, all right.
So is it a spell that lingers? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
the duration for that spell is a 1 minute.
Okay, but if it doesn't hit, do you what?
No, it says I can just make another ranged attack.
Okay. I trust you. I wasn't paying any attention. I was trying to figure out how your lab works.
It's okay.
That is fine.
It's just three attacks total that I can make with it.
All right, so you strode into the room and you cast a two-action spell, and that is your turn. And it is now my web lurker's turn. So it's going to target the creature in front of you. Mm-hmm. In front of it. Mm-hmm. And
you actually
see.
Remembered something worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Woo. That's a big bonus. Does a 27 hit?
Yes.
Okay. It basically vomits all over you a bunch.
Let me guess, this isn't a spell.
But it vomits from its butt.
Ew!
So, and this vomits a whole bunch of webbing from its butt all on top of you.
and you are now stuck to the ground there until you successfully escape. And now it's going to move a step away from you, so it moved back toward that spider. It's actually going to move between those two spiders. Now, if you do have an attack of opportunity, if your character has that feat...
It does not.
Okay.
He does not.
So, yeah, he is able to successfully trap you there and then scoot back away. And I think that is what he's going to do for the moment. And it is now the spider's turn.
And there wasn't a save on that, right?
No, it was just an attack roll to hit.
Great.
And with a 27, so.
27 hits, right? That's a hit?
It hurts. Okay. Well, it's at least sticky.
I still have this, like, it's divided into waiting and not waiting. I don't understand what's going on. But it is now the spider's turn that is closest to that ugly goblin. If you can
she
have...
She is beautiful. Thank you very much for a goblin.
Oh, it's not me talking. It's a spider talking. Oh. Spider has certain beauty standards.
I just need, like, 4 more limbs and I'd be beautiful to
me. So, 4 more limbs. If you wouldn't mind having it...
Come up to me.
Come up to you as an action. And I'm still, like, I feel like I don't have this necessarily set up correctly on my... Oh, combat. That's what I'm looking for. That is what I'm looking for. This is going to try to bite you, I think.
Go for it.
So let's just roll it here on...
Right now.
Hero Lab. First attack. Does a 28 hit?
Yeah.
Okay. That will be 4 points of piercing damage on its first attack.
Sheesh. We're in trouble.
Yeah, this is not playtime anymore. Let me see if that does any poison damage. Oh, it does. Look at that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's 4 points of piercing damage. Make sure we got that in there. And let me go ahead and I need a DC. I'm going to take the DC. I need a fortitude save from you.
Fortitude save?
Let me go grab my D12. Where's my D12?
Do you have any resistance to poison as a goblin?
That's what I was looking. I think it's only when I eat.
Oh, okay. The old iron stomach.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, +2 circumstance bonus to saving throws against afflictions, against skin with sickened condition.
All right, let's get that fortitude save.
Yeah.
What you got? Make it good. You got a hero point that you can use for this? No,
no I don't. I used it to make sure I could blast some people in the butt.
That's a shame.
Ooh. That is a 20.
Oh, you're fine. You are completely fine, no trouble at all. Oh, it's gonna take another bite though. It has 3 actions just like you do.
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, next attack, 16 to hit?
Nope.
Okay, you're able to get out of the way that second one.
Scrappy.
A small and dexterous.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Excellent, good job. And yeah, that's gonna be its turn. Next we have Brash.
Baha! Sweet bodily brew.
And it seems to be at half hit points already.
Yes, which I am indeed.
Just notice that.
I'm going to cruise in here. 5, 10, 15. That's one action. And then can I... is assessing the kind of webbing he's in. Is it something I might be able to hack at to help him get out, or...
Technically, no, but I think you could probably do like a help thing, which I would have to learn exactly where that is and what that is, but you may be able to help him if you would like to.
Sure, yeah, I mean, I'll...
Not exploration activities. What is my skill actions? That's not really it either. Oh, here we go. Basic actions. Aid. It is a DC 20 check to give a +1 circumstance bonus to an assisted skill check or attack roll. Now, what he's going to have to do to get out of here is an escape check, which can be, you have 3 choices on what skills you want to use for this. So it's super easy. 3 choices. You can use any of them. You can either do an unarmed attack on it, or you can do an acrobatics check or an athletics check.
Athletics is good.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'll probably do an athletics check.
So you would have to aid him with that same skill.
Okay. Cool. So I would.
I believe. I would
roll a d20 and then add just the athletics, my athletics to it.
Yes. I believe what it was is you would kind of ready that with one action. So you might do it at the end of your turn, if I'm not mistaken. You kind of ready it with one action, and then it'd be a reaction when he attempts to do it.
Gotcha.
And you have to roll a DC 20 athletics check in order to give him a plus one bonus. Unless, are you trained in athletics?
I am not. I thought I was, but I'm not. Okay. So I actually probably won't do this, but I'm glad I know the
steps.
Yeah. The actual
good for us.
If you were trained, you would get... Oh, if you're a master, you get a plus three. You give him a plus three. If he's a legendary, if you're legendary, you get a plus four.
Oh, okay.
If you get a crit success on it, if you roll a 30, he gets a plus two.
Jeez. I in that case, I'm going to see him and see that he's way tied up. And then I'm just going to attack this spider that's here in front of me with my flick mace. As a reminder, it has a reach of 10 feet.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, whip that back and huzzah! Take this, you scum! And then I'm going to, flick it out at him.
Go so, for it.
That is, ooh, a 9.
No.
Oh, man.
That's okay, because I was going to take my last.
For some, just in case you don't need to let me know, that one is known as Giant Spider number 3. Don't worry about it being called number 3. It's called number 3.
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna try to hit number 3 with my flick mace again.
One of 3 that we've seen.
True.
That's also a 9. So
no. These guys are tough to hit, guys. This is a tough fight.
And these my dice are cold.
I don't want to say this is the boss fight of this encounter,
but it's the boss fight of this encounter.
So just something to keep in mind.
Great.
All right, so that's all your actions, my friend.
Yeah, that's everything.
Okay.
I'm striking out.
All right. So far, no damage done to my guys. Well, that's good. It is now
it's
Giant Spider number 2's turn.
Okay.
So what I'll have him do, let me check what, I got all my screens up. So let me see all his options. He just has some, okay. He's gonna stay where he is, and he's going to target that crossbow wielding flick mace crazy looking person there. And he's going to try to shoot out a web at you. So that'll be 17 to hit.
Misses.
Okay.
Sparting in your direction.
He's going to try again.
No. Me?
Okay. No.
Me. Crossbow wielding.
Oh, crossbow wielding. I thought he was fighting. Nice.
No.
No, that's not as good. 14 is going to miss.
Nope.
He's then going to stride in front of the web lurker. Just that one square in front of him.
Try to protect him.
Yeah, a little bit. There we go.
Okay, that's an interesting development.
And that is his turn. And, and his turn. And go to the next round. And, okay, good. Yeah, now we're all in the right initiative order, so that's helpful. Norris, you are back. Round 2.
Oh.
Norris, she's Norris. You're Norris.
That is Jack. Jack is Norris.
Okay.
What would you do for a Klondike
bar? Did anybody get hurt in that round?
I'm all right then.
5, 10.
You can move diagonally 5.
I might be moving more. Hold on.
Okay.
10.
I say.
What you thinking, Jack? What you doing?
So my haunting him targets creatures in an area that can hear, and it's a 15-foot cone. So can I angle it through my two friends here to hit possibly more than one of those spiders?
Between those, I think you can hit everybody.
Okay. I'm gonna do my haunting him.
All right, let's hear your
haunting him.
Oh no, there's a lot of spiders.
I remember that one. I used to get a charge.
And this sonic wave shoots out of my face. And they
use Tilly. She's trying to help you out with her role-playing abilities.
And they make a fortitude save.
That was a DC 20 acting assistance check. All right.
Here's the question: does it hit all three of them?
I will say it hits all three. That's fine.
So they all need to make a fortitude save.
All right, so we'll do the spider on my left first.
3.
And, 3. Oh no, that's a fail. It's the second spider.
But DC is 16, by the way.
That's a fail. Well, a 5 and a 3 is not going to do it.
Okay.
And the web lurker No, that's another three. So they all fail.
Yeah.
There we go.
So
Norris, if you fail, did any of them critically fail?
Oh, that's a good question. What was the DC?
16.
10 or lower?
Because if they critically failed, any that critically failed are deafened for a minute.
Well, let me see what their fort save is. Sorry, I should have just done the whole math. Do they list out the fort saves in here? Yeah, they do. No.
Oh, they all had some.
They have a pretty good bonus. Gotcha. No, they did not.
None critically? Okay. So they all took damage equal to my spellcasting ability modifier, which is wisdom plus 3. So they all take 3 damage.
Okay.
Nice. Sweet.
Nice.
That is not
we finally have drawn blood, yeah. Gentlemen.
That's points on the board. All right.
Okay, so 3 points of damage to each one of them?
Yeah. Okay. And that is it for me. That was 2 actions to do that.
All right. Let me go ahead and subtract these hit points. That's not too shabby. It's about, like, dealing 9 points of damage in one turn. It is pretty good for a first level character. Corwin, what can you do?
Can I get clarification? Am I completely webbed to the floor, or is, like, my feet webbed to the floor and I can't move?
Yeah, basically, you're kind of legs and you're, yeah.
Okay.
So you have to do that escape check to get out.
But I could also theoretically knock my bow and just shoot.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, great. And so I do have to spend an action taking the bow out of
it. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you dropping your other weapon?
Yeah.
Just drop it on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay. Drop it on the floor. Free action. First action, take your bow
out. Take out my bow. And you know what? Am I going to do my bow? Am I going to shoot my... Or am I going to throw my javelin? I'm actually going to throw a javelin.
Okay. Throw your javelin at the spider or the web lurker?
I'd like to go for the web lurker.
Okay. So it's going to have a little bonus to his AC because he's got some soft cover there.
Oh, that's... Yeah, no, I'll go for the spider in front of him.
Okay.
I'll try and...
Wake up there, Stuart!
Corwin is going to, like, think that he can try and throw the javelin through the spider and hit...
Oh, this would skewer the spider directly through.
Regardless of how true that may
actually be. This is fair.
Okay. 14?
And I believe that's spider number 3?
2.
That's 2 on that side? Okay.
Do I still have plus 1?
No.
No, that was just one
around. No, that's not going to do. It's not going to do.
Y'all. And then I think for my last action, I will try and escape.
Okay.
Smart.
So what ability do you want to use? Your athletics?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and roll that.
Plus...
I didn't see the roll.
Tilly is
plus
in her
7,
own
20.
Over there with her
DC 20 to get out of it.
Here we go. So,
yes!
You are free from that web trap.
The old dirty 20.
Okay. Right,
get into it again.
Dirty 20.
Gana is going to drop her short bow, which she had in her hands from earlier, and has got her rapier in her hand now, and is going to stab the thing in front of her.
Okay, that would be number 3.
No, that's a 7 to hit.
Nope.
Go bye, dice. You go away now.
Dice jail.
Dice
go on the ground. Tilly, you can have
this. It. Is a tip that I learned from GMs, my first GM I ever played with. Roll better.
Yeah, just go ahead and roll better.
Roll better. You know what? And I'm still going to go for the purple dude with my biting words, which is only one action. This time, since I've already done this.
I 100% trust you because I'm too lazy to look it up myself.
It's alright.
I'll take it then.
Oh.
That's a 5 on the die.
Oh no.
Plus 7, so that's 12.
No.
Y'all, 12.
Y'all.
Wow. You keep these dice up.
That's from Jason Bowman himself. Roll better. It wasn't my first GM, but I can pretend. Alright, that's all your actions?
That's it.
Okay. Alright. Oh, it is my turn. It is my big guy's turn.
It is, yeah, your big guy's turn, yeah.
He is going to stride up to that little goblin there.
No.
And he is going to also poop all over you.
Oh, that's cool. That's fine.
Does a 30 hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I've had kids. What? It's okay. All right.
So he walks up to you. Poops some webbing on you, yep. You are attached to the floor, and then he retreats back around to where he started from.
Whoa.
Have y'all played Drawful on,
yes.
Like, yeah, like the old Jackbox games?
What is the, condition again? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's not a condition. You're just stuck to the floor. So you have to escape. It's not a condition, though.
Okay.
You just can't move until you escape. So, and to escape is an unarmed attack or an athletics or an acrobatics check.
Okay.
But last night at our little, we had a little dinner with some friends. We played Drawful. And the one I drew that I had to
draw. Was it a
draw,
spider pooping on a goblin?
It was close. It was something along the lines of pooping on a cat's head. Was the one I had to draw.
Hey. Meow?
That's good.
And people didn't guess it. Nobody guessed it correctly. I thought my artistic skills were pretty good.
Yeah.
But no, I had a guy squatting. I had a cat with whiskers. Looked very unhappy. Seems up my alley. Like,
was there actual like a little poop on the cat's
head? Of course.
Though?
I didn't draw it very well. I should have drawn the emoticon version. But
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about it at the time. The time crunch, you know, you don't think straight.
So
you gotta
do the kind little
of a
swirl.
I thought the squatting would do it. Like, that would be the hint. Anyway, that is my web lurker's turn. It is now, it's number three's turn. So, which was number three? Remind me of the one on the left.
The one in front.
Oh, yeah, he's just going to go after the one that's right next to him because he doesn't know any better. Let's just roll a real die, shall we? That's a 20 to hit.
Yep.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
I'm
all right.
Yeah. 10 of 15, so I'm
gonna. No, he was even higher than that, but I forgot.
No, but AC was 18. Is 18.
Okay, yeah, so it was even higher than that, but that's fine. Let's roll some wormwood dice. Oh, that's minimum damage. 3 points of piercing damage, but I'm gonna need another fortitude save.
Hold on. Okay, 40.
I'm afraid.
Is plus 4.
You got this.
15.
You don't got this.
I don't got this.
Let's see what this little die comes up with. Ooh, buddy. That is 6 points of poison damage. And you're flat-footed for one round. So that means you have a -2 to your AC. So you can add that to Hero Lab if you're using Hero Lab. That's just his first attack as well. So does he have any other interesting actions? You are already stuck to the ground. He's just gonna attack you again. But a little bit better that time. Math in my head, this is why she used Hero Lab. 16, no, that doesn't hit.
It just hits because I'm flat-footed right now.
Flat-footed.
Oh my gosh.
Check it and see. All right.
It's a -2 to my AC, which brought it down to a 16.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you roll. I'm down.
Oh, wow. Already.
One hit point left.
Okay. So, that was 4 points of damage. You were downed. And it is going to scoot back toward the web lurker, if you don't mind. With a little stick of step.
Quick question.
Hi.
I guess it's 10 feet away from me now.
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
So, yeah, not the 15 you have to worry about.
Still in range.
Yes, and still, Oh, no, that's... That would be 15 feet. I'm sorry.
So I can take attacks of opportunity.
You can.
If
at
it 10 leaves,
feet, right?
Yeah, and my range is already 10, so I can take an attack of opportunity.
I believe that is correct. You can use a reaction to take an attack of opportunity.
Sweet. So that's the nice thing about being in the middle of battle.
Excellent.
Can I just
No. That is, and I have my normal modifier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an 18.
That hits.
Sweet, yeah.
And that was number 3, we decided, right?
Yes.
That was number 3. That was an 18. Do my...
All right, give us a good bit of damage if you can.
That's 7 damage.
Okay, that's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
All right, so he's looking a little rough.
Okay.
And he scoots out of the way. And technically, it is now the other spider's turn. I think it did switch on last time.
That's okay.
Now, Hero Labs has y'all correct. He is staying back a little bit. He is going to... So who else attached to the ground?
It's just these two, yeah.
I escaped.
Oh, you escaped. Okay, yeah.
We'll see if that remains the case as he does another one in your general direction.
In your general direction.
A little ranged farting action. That is a 22 to hit. You're stuck to the surface. Now, it's not as much webbing as the Big Daddy gave you, so it's not as hard to escape. But you are still stuck. The next one's going to be a Brash. Same thing, from a distance. But at a lower attack bonus.
Little do they know your range.
14 to hit.
My AC is 18. I am just sliding out of here.
He's going to do one more at you just to see what he can do. No, that's still not going to do it.
Sweet.
Okay, so, good. All right. Brash, it's now your turn.
So I want to just go straight back for this this one right here that just
number
tried to
two.
Weather me.
Number two. Mm-hmm.
So I'll,
yeah,
I'll
number two for
I'll go to him.
Now, one thing I'll point out, number two had barely been hit. Number three is kind of looking bad. So,
ooh, good point. So maybe I should.
If you're kind of trying to focus down anybody.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
One of my tips, my very first GM game.
You can handle, right?
Roll better,
and then focus.
Action
focus fire.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so in that case, and God, I love playing in a game that doesn't have everyone with opportunity attacks.
Uh-huh.
In that case, I'm going to go 5, and this is 10 because it's my first diagonal.
First diagonal is still 5. Oh, yeah, so 10 total.
Yeah, so 10 mm-hmm. total.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to try to attack this guy.
Okay.
Let me
see. That's number 3.
Yeah, that's number 3. That's a 26.
Oh, yeah.
So
not a crit, though.
Yes, yeah. Unfortunately,
close to a crit.
Very close.
And
You don't know how close it is.
That's 5.
Listen, it was close enough because he rolled something. Okay, I'm not worrying about the AC on no spot people.
That's 5 damage.
5 points of damage. Still up.
Yeah. You know what? I'll just. I'm going.
For, looking really bad.
Going for broke here, and I'm gonna try to hit him again.
He okay. just knocked me down.
So last
exactly.
action.
The tiny one is.
So yeah, this is my last action. So I'll end up right next to him, which is fine. It's, you know. Ooh, it's a 21. I think.
Ooh.
I think.
With your multiple attack bonus.
Yeah. It's a 20 flat.
So 20 still hits.
Sweet.
All right. Let's roll that damage. Okay.
Come on, Big Daddy.
Seats.
It's a 7.
Okay.
He is gone.
Bye, Papa.
One down.
Dead spider. Just rolls on his back and little legs.
Yeah, does that curl in thing.
Number 3.
Devastated that he's yet to even hit these spiders.
And yet, Brash is already.
Here, take this. Wow. God. Huzzah.
All right. Well, that's all of your actions, Mr.
That is. I'm stuck
Borson.
There. Yeah.
So we're top of round 3 now. Norris, you're up again.
So I'll lean down to Gana, and I will whisper in her ear that she's not done yet. Cast Healer's Blessing with my focus spell for one action.
That's our boy.
Yeah. And then use a heal spell on you. So you get 2 extra hit points because of Healer's Blessing. And because I'm casting heal, I do D10s instead of D8s.
Yes.
Nice. All right, Wormwood.
So that's a 10,
wow.
12, 14 hit.
Ooh, here we go! Oh, that brings me all the way up.
Back at it.
Woo!
But you have.
So I married this guy.
You do have. You'd have the wounded one condition.
Do I? I hadn't. Okay.
Because you were unconscious and dying, correct?
That's right.
And when you're brought back up, you have wounded one.
Okay.
So
you have wounded one.
I don't like your tone, mister.
Just give us a win. I will pull this game over.
I am nervous.
That's my
It's great to smack talk the GM in the middle of the battle when it's not your turn. All right.
I'm feeling frustrated.
Norris, that was 2 actions, correct?
It was 2 actions.
Oh, no,
so you
both
had
the blue hair. That's nice. Mm-hmm. It's a nice couple thing.
Yeah.
And one focus for my, which is 1 action. So that's all 3 of them.
Oh, that's all your actions. All right.
I'm done.
Well done. That's an excellent use of your action economy. We will say that you... Oh, why is it not letting me... Ah, what happened? Everything went away. Why did everything go away? Oh, next round. That's the button I need to hit. Okay, there you go. Norris, end your turn. Corwin! Kankarna. Kankarna.
I'm going to throw javelins.
Javelin.
I have 10. I have 9 left. And I'm just gonna keep javelining.
Okay.
Right at spider 2.
So
spider
I two. Started javelin.
Okay.
So Brandon, start javelining.
Oh, come on!
It's a nat 1.
No!
Oh, I thought you did good. I thought it was a good response. No.
Okay, start using invisible dice, please.
Yeah. Don't forget your hero points if those are useful. You can also use, you don't have to use them for what's on the card. If you ever want to use them just for rolling an advantage or something, you can. Just remember that.
I can't use it to re-roll, though.
No, I have to play it ahead of time. That's just something to keep in mind.
Mm. Let me do it for attack number two.
But you also may want to save it to have one to stabilize when you're dying, just in case.
So many choices. Yeah, I'm just.
Or gonna... you could do something cool, or make a really funny joke that makes me laugh. You get more.
I've been trying. Okay.
But when you were insulting me, was when you were trying.
Dying over here. Okay.
That was a little bit of your canopy deconstruction character that came out there. Yeah.
Very true. 17.
17 just
plus
hits.
All your bonuses?
Was that with your multiple attack bonus? Or
It's a plus zero for the second try.
I was going to say, your characters from Kamaki Deconstruction would not do well in this particular adventure.
14 damage to the spider.
Oh, good. Nice. Let me see how many hit points he has.
Get wrecked, spider.
Or just gives it everything he has through this spider head.
So, describe your kill.
Yes! Corwin has not had a single hit. And has been webbed to the floor twice and keeps wanting to, like, rage out of it. So just, like, kind of blind fury just, like, pulls out the next javelin and just poof! It pierces through the spider and pierces it to the wall above
the lurker.
Nice. All right.
And for my final action, I will try to escape the web again.
So it's not as high of a DC this time because it was the spider that got you and not the web lurker. So go ahead and give me another athletics check.
Plus 7. 10.
No. So you're still stuck. All right. That's all your actions up.
But I killed a spider. Yes, next turn.
You just got big boy left. Ganon, can you do something about the big boy?
You know what? Why not? Let's inspire some courage around for everybody. Like, look up, back up, guys. Let's lay down after this.
We should rest at some point.
Okay, so everybody, you can click your inspire courage little button on there, because now you have a plus one for the next round.
Oof, that's sweet.
To attack and damage and saves against fear. And then I'm gonna be like, you dicks. And I'm gonna just be like, you guys suck so bad.
And I can't tell if this is Ganah or this is you having too much whiskey.
Yes. And she's going to cast Haunting Him. Should just be able to get him with it.
Yeah.
And that is a fortitude save from him.
All right, let's hear that him.
How was it?
Well, this is a natural 20 on
this
that
is
save.
Very haunting with the squeakiness of death.
Oh.
That's a critical success.
Balls. So, blah, 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 blah.
I'm assuming that that means that you get hurt.
No, because it's a cantrip. Nothing really happens. Okay. So, nothing happened. I just sung awkwardly at it.
All right.
There you go.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay, it is its turn. Now, you get the sense, looking at this creature, that based on its actions up to this point, you think that maybe it was thinking that it could just tie you down, save you for an evening snack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's sitting up on the couch watching some Netflix, just wants a little bit of a munchie. Just wrapping you up in the cellophane, in the web, to have a snack later. But now it sees that you're a threat. You killed his buddies. He had two buddies, you're dead now. And so now he's playing for keeps. The person closest to him is Brash.
Right.
He's going to step forward. One action. Let me see what all kind of nastiness this guy can do. I will let you peek behind the curtain. This creature is two levels above you.
Scheisen.
Oh, gosh.
This is definitely the strongest thing you've had so far. He's going to try to bite.
I fear nothing. On guard.
All right. Let's see. This I'm using my
you
nice
can do it.
Dispel dice.
I believe
dice.
In you.
Blood red.
Oh, gosh.
Natural one.
Yes.
Let's go. Yes.
Because in my thought, it was like, he always rolls better with the wormwood.
Second attack. No, but I have a nice heavy brass die.
As long as it's not the cheating dice.
Yeah.
Should I use the same one?
Yeah.
I should, right? I should use the same one. Yeah. It's been doing pretty good so far. All right, we roll the same one.
It's going to be a 20.
Laws of balance, man.
That is a 22 to hit.
That will get me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much do you have left?
Like 10. Probably points. Not a lot given what this guy's probably gonna do. So we'll find out.
All right, roll this. Okay, could be worse. 9 points of piercing
are you
damage.
Up?
Still up.
Woohoo!
plus.
Okay, yeah, but there we go.
I need a fortitude save.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Now, do you have...
Do you do that or do I roll that?
You roll your saves.
Okay.
It's not a secret, but you do have a coin. You do have a goblin gold.
Yes.
If this is something that you think is important.
It gives you advantage.
And I just want to...
Although, should I save it for when I go down?
That's another point.
Oh. Fortitude save is different from a will save. Will saves are totally different, right?
Yeah, you have the different bonuses for each one. You have fortitude saves, you have will saves, and you have reflex saves in this game.
Okay.
It's not every skill like D&D.
It'll stabilize you and won't bring you...
That's the one thing that are simpler on.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll stabilize you.
I'm gonna do the fortitude save. You know what?
What's your fort phone, mister?
That's a plus +7, so
okay.
I should.
Okay.
I've had worse, you know, saves.
Not your worst
toss,
save.
But let's go ahead and toss it. That's a 14.
Oh no. No.
I was hoping for like a 20 there, but
this is a boss.
Yes.
14's not gonna cut it. Where's that detail?
I'm down whatever it is though.
Oh, let's just see how far you're down. This is fine. Look at that. That is 12 points of poison damage.
The whole thing. It was.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that's rough.
Given the 21 points of damage, which if I was fully healed would down me, that's just gonna go ahead and put myself down there.
You're also flat-footed.
Okay, cool.
So go ahead and click that flat-footed thing, and you're prone and unconscious and dying.
Yeah.
So flat-footed, unconscious, and dying. So if you can go ahead and click those little things on there. But that is all of his actions.
So question.
Modifications.
Yeah.
If he took damage putting him past zero, right? Mm-hmm. So he still has like, is he like at negative?
Pathfinder 2nd Edition doesn't do it the way Pathfinder 1st Edition did.
Okay, so I have to heal zero to zero and then beyond.
He's it's like D&D now.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Sweet, that's so much nice.
You don't have to worry about, like, constitution saves or anything.
Okie dokie, that's good.
Unless I'm mistaken, but I think that's the way it works. I believe I have, like, a whole thing on my GM screen here about dying, but... Yeah, unconscious, yeah. So, yeah, you are fine. Knocked out when you reduce to zero hit points, move your initiative to directly before the creature or effect that reduced you to zero HP. You gain the dying one condition. And you are dying.
Okay, I've got dying, flat-footed, and prone. All clicked on that little thing.
So you move, let me find your initiative score. You move to directly, you are brash.
Yeah.
And you move to directly before him. That's what my web clicker just went, right?
Yep. So it's like next round.
Directly before him. So I'm going to change your initiative to this. I think my initiative tracker is all messed up again. But you took your turn, didn't you, a little while ago?
Yeah, but I'm...
He still would have been directly before.
I think it would have been after.
Yeah.
I would have been right after him, because I was going at the end of everybody.
So you're ahead of him.
But it was my web lurker's turn when all this happened. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. So, yeah, you're unconscious and dying.
So it would have been your turn next, but now...
Now you go directly before him.
Okay, cool.
So that means we're now at Norris, yes. Corwin, Ganah, then Brash.
Okay, cool.
And then it's turn again.
Sweet.
So that gives you the benefit of having all the other people being able to help you first.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay.
I'm gonna Norris!
5 feet over here.
Oh, wait, I need to, go to the next round. All right, round four.
So I will stride over. And I will use my last Divine Font of the day.
All right.
To heal you.
We're gonna need him. Hate to say it.
I'm not very, attacky.
My creature has barely been hit yet. Got a slight bit of sonic damage, that's it.
Where's my boy Colvin?
So that's a...
You don't have a flashback this time.
Six points of healing.
Total?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Didn't roll very high on the D10.
Y'all have all those healing potions you bought at character creation though, right?
Yeah, totally.
Of course. So that was all of my actions to go do
okay.
that.
All right. Corwin.
Sweet.
Corwin is a little, just like checking in with him emotionally, is a little surprisingly like teary-eyed seeing Brash go down. Though he may hate to admit it. And is going to start.
I'm sorry.
Jack.
So, because it was a range of touch, it's only one action.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Blessings.
I'm going to drop some caltrips over here.
Okay.
In the square next to me. So we'll see what happens.
So, hey, look, that guy.
Okay.
You step drop on some I'm using spines. The interact action as my final action of my turn to drop some caltrips in the unoccupied square next to me.
Okay, do you have to... we'll say it's fine. I don't know if you had to pull them out and then drop them, but I think it's probably this one. It's fine. Okay, this is sorry, Corwin.
I am going to chuck javelins at this thing since I'm still wet to the ground.
Okay. Is your ranged attack, like, the modifier of your attack bonus, like, lower than if you were next to him?
What did you just ask
me? So, like, your ranged attack... Is your bonus to your ranged attack less than your bonus to your melee attacks?
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to... just throwing it out there. You know, maybe want to...
Get free and run up, huh?
Yeah, just get free and run up and then stabby stabby. Or you can just
chunk the... But the thing is about that, if I have to... since that's my second action...
Mm. No, it won't give you... It's your second attack is when you go down.
Oh. Yeah, not your action.
So not your second action. So you'll still do the first level of bonuses.
It would be trying to escape.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yes.
All right. Escape, then striding up to it. So you don't want to get one attack, but it'd be at your full attack modifier.
Perfect. I will do that.
Okay.
I will try and escape first.
And who trapped you? Oh, the little spider trapped you, yeah. So it's not as bad.
Keep saying that.
Keep saying that.
It's easy.
That way.
That'll do it.
See?
So you are free. You pull yourself up out of it.
Rage over there and smack him in the face.
Don't forget your weapon is on the ground here. You dropped your weapon to get the javelin.
Yes. And so what I'm going to do...
Can you use the javelin as a...
Well, I'm going to pick it up.
That's another action.
And then I'm going to sudden charge.
Okay. Is it one action?
No, it's not.
Ooh, yeah, it's two.
Interact to pick up.
That's a trick. Yeah. That's a tricky thing when dropping your weapon on the ground is when you pick it up, yeah. It's another action.
Just toss javelins at it like you thought.
You can still chuck.
At this point, you're free.
You can still chuck a javelin for one action, I think.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, you can.
If you can,
I assume
you can do that. Javelin have a melee attack.
But then he'd leave his great axe across the room.
Yeah,
which would kind of suck.
I mean, I can hand
him. I believe you can still chuck a javelin. This is one action.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
I hope so. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't look good.
Giveth and taketh, you know?
Doesn't look good.
I got a 20 and I got a 1. And this was the 1.
Okay.
All right. I almost spent my... Yeah.
But you're in good shape for next turn after he traps you again.
I swear to God.
Okay. I'm just looking up about this javelin as far as how many actions it takes. Do you have to pull it out to attack? That's my question.
Oh, that's interesting.
To throw a weapon... You can throw this weapon as a ranged attack, and as a ranged weapon when thrown. A thrown weapon adds your strength modifier, blah, 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 when the trait appears in melee weapon, includes a ranged weapon. Ranged weapon is a straight use of range, blah, 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 blah. And it doesn't necessarily say. So, yeah, we'll just say
it's
that
using
it's...
using the pull and throw as a full action.
That's what I'm thinking. Or it's one action. So we'll hope that's true, and if it's wrong, then,
Jason
Keeley
below.
Can correct us.
Yeah.
All right, Gnaw.
Okay, let's inspire some courage again. Everybody, he got one down, let's in honor of Brash, let's get this piece of trash.
Did he stand? He's not, he's still
prone.
He's still prone. Right.
But he's not down.
Yeah.
Okay, and then... That was one.
Alright, so Inspire Courage is an action,
Inspire
so make sure you still
Courage
have that turned
one
on.
Action. I have two more actions left, so I will try to get free, which is a what check, I'm sorry?
Who trapped you, the spider or the creature?
The big guy.
Web lurker.
Was it the big guy?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay,
because,
so yeah.
Yeah, because he came around and then went back.
Acrobatics, athletics, or an unarmed strike?
Okay, let's do acrobatics.
Okay.
16?
No.
Alright, so I'm still stuck there, so...
This is a tough fight, guys.
Scary.
Yeah.
Especially because you didn't travel out into the forest and, like, grind out some XP before this.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Great.
I wonder.
No, I can't do that without
one.
Oh, what I'll go ahead and do with my
horse over and over and
third
over and
one
over
since I can't move and do anything and I dropped my bow already. I'm just gonna cast shield on myself
mm-hmm.
and bust my bring up my AC by two.
Look, if we're going to go grind boars, I can go home and play WoW.
Well, now I just want, like, a boar hot dog.
Mm, that's a good idea.
Oh, interesting. I'm sorry, so you're did you finish your turn?
Yeah, okay. I just cast shield on myself.
Just checking something. I'll give you a peek behind the curtain a little bit. You guys are a little bit under-leveled for this particular adventure. So there's a few adjustments that I can make in this. One of the adjustments I was meant to make, and I completely forgot, is there's only one extra spider in this one instead of two.
Cool. Thanks.
So,
hey,
in order
the XP
to,
now.
Yeah, I will let you earn the XP for killing it, but I'm also going to reduce the HP of the web lurker by some degree to give you guys a little bit of a bonus.
Gotcha.
That's how we're going to balance the scales here a little bit. So the web lurker has some less hit points than it did before.
Thank you, because we can't hit it.
we can't seem to hit it to save our lives.
It still has
a
high AC, yeah.
Yeah.
It's done. Brash, though. Yeah.
My turn?
Yeah.
I guess I gotta get up.
Yeah,
I
think that's action to get up.
Yeah, I gotta use the old action to get up. And, let's just start hacking away at this bad boy.
Get him, son. Right, you got a plus one.
You see me hit what she has left. Okay.
So, am I still flat-footed as well?
Yeah, you're flat-footed for a round.
For a round? All right.
Yeah.
Well,
but it only affects your AC.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, so I'll go ahead and try to use the flick mace.
Flick it.
Flick it good.
That's a 21 to hit.
Yes.
That yes.
Hits.
We'll do it. All right.
Get on him.
It's the first real hit.
And it's a plus
him.
One to your damage as well for Inspire Courage.
Ooh, it is. Okay.
That's a 9 damage, Dome.
9 damage.
Oh. Now you got a chance to smack it.
Okay.
Smack
now
him right
now. Now we're talking.
I've got you now.
You have one more action.
8 eyes.
I'm just gonna go ahead and go at him.
Smack him again.
And this adds everything.
You still have a hero point.
I do still have a hero point. I think I'm gonna save that for the inevitable wall that I'm
gonna
get from him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. So that is not enough to hit. That's
okay.
What 14, I think.
Okay.
So
the plus one still counts.
Yeah. Well, I think I've got it. I'm just
yeah,
using
you,
the,
if you clicked
the,
it, it
the
probably
modifier
did it.
In there. So
what was the total?
14.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
not quite there.
It is now his turn. I think he's just gonna wrecking ball his way through this, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, first attack against you.
Okay.
You'll be fine. 24.
Yeah,
hit.
No, that will do it. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And I'm just gonna roll dice the old-fashioned way here.
Can we not? Can we just not? How about we
10 points of piercing damage.
I just want some.
Okay, already down.
Okay, you're downed. I think it's all part of one thing. Still give me a fortitude save.
Can we just go fishing?
Soon enough.
So the old fortitude save, which is 20. Dirty.
Okay. You're okay then. You can remove the flat-footed condition from yourself at this point.
Okay.
Because it's been around.
Sweet.
Then he's going to take a stride action, or step action, I suppose, up one, and go against Gana.
Oh, this way?
Yeah.
And you're down?
Yeah,
and
you're
I
down
am,
again.
Yeah, prone and dying and all that.
Okay, Gana.
What?
No, that's still a pretty good strike. That is 22 to hit.
That hits.
God, just cast Fireball.
On the ground.
8 points of piercing damage.
Minus 5 because of my shield. Because it has a 5
3 points of piercing damage.
So 3.
Okay.
True. So wait, because of your magical shield?
Magical shield.
Okay.
It has a hardness 5. So it takes 5 damage, and then what's left over, it gets transferred to me.
Okay, yeah. So nice. 3 points of piercing damage.
Nice.
So you still got to roll Constitution.
4 to 2
saving throw.
Let's go.
You're going to fail, so I'm going to go ahead and grab my die.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How bad was it?
2.
Oh, no.
10 points of poison damage.
I'm still up!
And flat-footed one round.
Oh, not again.
Go ahead and add that flat-footed.
You got the old 10, though.
No, that is his last action.
That one.
End of round 4.
All right. What?
Norris,
this is
you're
your
up.
Moment.
Norris, help!
Norris?
I don't even know.
Do you have an attack?
You did drop the caltrips in the corner far away from the web lurker, so...
I thought he was gonna come over here and try to spray me. Listen, he didn't do that. He's been doing that all the time.
Okay.
He's past butt spray.
Attack him!
I can't battle medicine you because I've already battle medicine.
Yes, don't worry about that.
Oh yeah, don't worry about me.
We need to stop him.
That's why I saved the old coin.
I can still... I haven't battle medicined you, but I have you. You two got it.
I haven't gotten it today.
In the past 24 hours.
Don't worry about me right now.
Okay.
I'm all out of buttery fingers.
We'll have to drink one next game.
That is truly the tragedy of this situation.
I think I'm going to have a buttery finger after this.
Just going to take good. The straight
I'm
whiskey.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
And then do haunting him.
Here we go. Haunt him.
Fortitude.
Oh, there's less spiders now.
Fortitude save?
Fortitude DC 16 save.
Okay. This could be close. 16.
So it saved.
Just made it.
So it takes no damage. And that was my whole turn.
Okay. Corwin!
It hurts.
Can you end this?
His great axe.
Which you did last round, right? Wait,
just yeah, you had your axe.
Had my axe. Yeah, yeah.
Already picked
yeah.
it up.
When you say picks up, this, it matters more here.
I always forget that.
Hold on, no.
Will sudden charge this nasty, nasty creature.
Okay, so you get to stride up your speed and attack?
Yes, and I will... Man, I want to hit him so bad. I feel like I should use my coin and just like...
Do it.
Just
this is the time to do it.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah, so I'm going to
do it.
Roll with advantage.
So this is not... He's not easy to hit.
So let me just pull this bad
boy. Get a natural 20.
Okay, so...
Crit,
drag the axe across.
17.
It's all right.
And then 8.
No.
Does 17 after your bonus to hit?
I didn't have plus one or anything, did I?
You did.
8 plus one.
I did inspire and courage. You have plus
one. 18.
Oh, an 18.
What's the thing's AC?
Wait, the sudden charge, you don't get to add your weapon step to it?
I did a plus 7.
Oh, I thought the first roll was higher, that's all.
No, it was a 10.
Oh.
Plus the one.
Nothing else affected it?
No.
I'm going to... you get another attack!
Yeah, I am gonna attack again.
Do it. Okay.
It's gonna be like an 18 or something.
It's an 18.
He's tough. Jesus. This is a tough guy.
Oh no.
He's several levels higher than
me. I did it all. I did everything I could. Past turn.
Did you do it your way?
Gana, I believe you have like one hit point remaining.
I do.
Brash, next to you, who comes up next, has 0 hit points.
Yes, he does.
Just to let the audience know where we're at here. This guy's unhittable. He...
Well, we're not rolling very well. I mean, to be clear.
He's tough.
But...
2 levels above you.
I'm gonna look at my friends and be like, wreck this bee. And cast Inspiring Courage again.
Okay.
And now I'm gonna see a chair off to the side and just...
Have a seat. Okay.
I'm gonna use telekinetic projectile.
Okay. Throw it hard.
No, not very hard. Not very hard at all.
Not hard at all.
You nudge the chair.
The chair just like went back to where it should be under the table.
I feel like you aren't listening to the advice I'm giving you.
Roll better.
What are you rolling? I'm just rolling for fun.
I'm just rolling because I hate my dice.
Gana, that's your turn. Brash, you have to roll what, a death save? I guess is how this works.
Oh wait, I should save this for later, right? Like after.
Well,
one or
with a hero point, you can spend all your hero points to avoid death. You can do this when you're dying. Would it increase? So you don't have to do it yet.
Okay.
You're unconscious. No, you were dying. Where's the dying rules? Okay, you're unconscious. If you ever reach dying 4, you die. You're dying 1. Attempt a recovery check at the start of your turn to determine whether you get better or worse. If you ever have 1 hit point or more, you lose dying condition. Anytime you lose dying condition, blah, blah, blah. Attempt a recovery check.
I was wounded initially.
Right? Oh, you were already wounded 1?
Mm-hmm. Because I was down, right?
So you're dying 2.
Okay. No pressure.
Recovery check. At the start of your turn, when you're dying.
Bring back up to dying one.
Attempt a flat check. DC 10 plus your dying value. So DC 12.
All right, let's go.
What bonuses do we add to it? Or is it just
flat check?
Just flat check.
Yeah, DC 12.
Is the excitement here?
We'll talk about what happens.
13!
Your dying value is reduced by one.
Yes! Alright. Okay.
So you're dying one. And now, if you want to, whatever your dying value would increase, you can lose a dying condition and stabilize with zero hit points by spending all your hero points.
Okay, so if I fail one of those checks, then I can just say, no, here's the hero point.
And
then
it's starting to get scared.
Okay, cool.
Don't gain or increase your wounded value from losing the dying condition in this way. Okay. So you wouldn't go to wounded two.
Okay.
Guys, I love Pathfinder so much. Like, so much.
We've been in this room for a long time. Hacking away at this.
At least it's not scary overly hot.
It's getting colder outside.
My leg blanket on, nice. And I am just so happy
the
with it.
The tension is hot.
And it's not my turn. Yeah. Like it
no, it's not. No, it's not. I'd like to use my hero point to make it not your turn.
I don't think that's in the rules. Don't think that's right. All right. Oh, wow. Everybody's on the ground.
Put it again.
We're going to go after Corwin, first of all.
Oh, gosh.
Corwin's still looking strong.
Corwin.
Corwin's a threat.
My boy.
Natural one.
Yes!
Let's go.
I don't like that.
Corwin approves.
All right. He's frustrated. Describe kind of what went wrong there for him.
Corwin has, brought his great axe and could not get him. But isn't this just like blind fury? So he swung at me with one of the weird claw things. Is just met with just a axe to protect as it's coming in.
We go pan
on him.
Nice.
If this is a bite. This is coming down. And
in it. Yeah.
It's like whenever you see the dogs and they're coming to bite you, just go.
Yeah.
Just got the muzzle in your little fingers.
Yeah. He's frustrated. He's gonna try to claw at you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, alright. I don't think this is gonna hit. 12. No.
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 One more, and it's probably
you
gonna
also
be
have plus one.
You
AC
still have plus one for inspiring courage.
And, for me reward.
Yeah, he's gonna try to bite you one more time.
I'm at 16 right now, hurry up.
Specifically,
and your saving throws, plus one, too.
One more bite. This is at a.
Effects from him.
Yep. No way.
Yep, yep.
No, what he's gonna do is he's gonna back up. So, yeah, he's gonna.
I wasn't on the ground.
He's gonna back into the corner because he's starting to be scared. So he's gonna back all the way to
the
corner.
Oh, just all the way.
Yeah, Corwin's only one with attack of opportunity, I believe, and you're down. So.
I do not have.
So he's gonna spend flash action. So that was waste of a turn. We are moving into round six.
I need to get attack of
opportunity. Okay. Norris is up.
A very good one to get.
Norris, what you got?
So I can technically battle medicine you.
Okay. I'm not going to say no.
It's
still
DC 15 medicine check.
All right. Got your one with power.
And that was a 15.
The tower's, yes, the tower's working.
Yeah,
right.
Hi, man.
9.
Not bad.
That's better.
9 HP.
Not bad.
9.
How many actions is that?
That's one action.
That's just one action.
That's one action.
Wow.
And then I'm gonna move.
I'm still
here,
stuck though.
as my stride and
right. I'm still
there's,
stuck.
There's nothing
not
else I will do after that. No.
Got
I
one
will
more.
Drop.
Got one more.
I will drop my other caltrop right there.
Okay. I keep looking down at my book for the web lurker's actions, and I keep forgetting it's right here on the back
of
my car.
It's right in front of you.
And then you remember that. All right. That's your turn, Norris.
Corwin!
Corwin steps up.
Corwin for the win!
And it's just going to swing that great
axe. He's looking
axe.
Rough.
Let's go, baby.
Come on.
He's looking rough.
Got it. New dice.
That is a 23.
Yes! Bloody dice for the barbarian.
They feel so good. Oh, wrong one.
Okay, and that is 19 points of damage.
What's here? I forget how strong.
When
that
he hits,
I
he
maxed,
hits.
I maxed one thing,
oh.
Yeah, and it was hitting.
Describe your kill.
Yes!
There we go.
Just so frustrated seeing Brad. Everyone has gone down, literally. Most of us have gone down anyway. And having just parried like the jaws and like feeling death, Corwin just like kind of, again, just like crying and like unintelligible. He's like, I hate ghosts! And like springs in, just like shoulder, neck across. And takes down that sucker right in the corner.
Yes!
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah!
Good job, team. Good job.
Sweet. Made it out there, not unscathed, but alive.
I love
you're
it.
All alive.
I was like, if I could just hit this thing one time.
Yeah.